We're doing the Sfatamim. We're in the middle of the footnote, and the Chafetz Chaim had been discussing how a person who is always looking for the amenities of life, so that can bring about his destruction. You find many people who used to learn Torah, azvu talmudam lechalutin, and they had to leave Torah learning completely, biglal sheshak'u bechovot, because they drowned in debt, avu motrot adira v'arihut v'chadome. For what? For amenities. Let's have a nicer chandelier, let's have a nicer couch, let's have nicer chairs around the table, all kinds of things that people invest in, and then they drowned in debt. And then you have people, even if they didn't leave their learning completely, but they left an important segment of it. They lost a lot of life. They have to lose a lot of time from learning and davening because they pursue amenities.
The
work Shem Olam discusses this, I'll quote him. He says, "V'nei kashanit manen heitev b'maaseinu." Now, what he's saying here, I would like to apply in a slightly different vein for a second. There are two approaches in all of life, and I see two types of people in the world, and I see the product of these two approaches. You have people who say, I have, let's say, 1,000 shekel in the bank, so I can afford to go on vacation. I can afford to take a taxi instead of walking. What do I have money for? Then you have people who say, I have 1,000 shekel in the bank, so I'm not that wealthy right now. If I go around taking taxis and enjoying myself, I'm not going to have 1,000 shekel in the bank. Okay? I'm giving an example. What I've seen in life is that people who live the life and say, let me enjoy it, so they end up working very, very hard to enjoy it. Because they aren't thinking long term, they're thinking in the moment. So they will say, I have a friend who's been saying this for years, but I enjoy every moment. I'm always enjoying. And I will say, this friend of mine works really long hours. Matzei Shabbos, he's out working again. Friday, he comes home 10 minutes before Shabbos. I'm happy he likes what he does, but if he would have saved...
What does he do?
He has his own... he develops his own stuff. He makes a living. But he's always spending his living. Whereas if he would spend less, save and invest more, then he could live off the dividends. Then he could really enjoy. I'm saying, but he's paying a very high price. He's spending his life working to enjoy the moment. So he'll tell me, yeah, but when I go to work, I sit in a Lexus. And I'm thinking, and you're paying for that Lexus, and because of the debt of that Lexus...
I thought you were saying he enjoys working so much.
He enjoys working, that's all true.
Oh,
but he's not enjoying life. He doesn't get to see his kids, he doesn't get to see his grandchildren. He has a tremendous pressure, he has tremendous debt load. And this is a malady of our generation. It's been this way now for close to two centuries, where people allow themselves to spend money, and ultimately that money has a hefty price. And that's why he says over here, he says, people have to realize that taking those extra perks and those enjoying that extra, call it the iced coffee here, the donut there, the taxi here, all those little perks add up, and then you end up being under pressure to make a higher living. And then you end up having to work to enjoy those little things. You ask a person, was that donut really worth getting another job? And he'll say, I didn't get another job for the donut. But yes, you did. you got another job because you take taxis where you could walk. It's nice. It's a convenience. It saves you about 10 minutes. Then you come home and you're not sure what to do with those 10 minutes. there are a lot of little things where we allow ourselves to... We pamper ourselves. They're not necessities. People allow themselves to buy furniture they don't need. People allow themselves to buy amenities they don't need. And then it ends up that they have to take another job. And that's what the Chafetz Chaim is saying. He's going to stress this again. והנה כאשר נתבן היטב במעצינו נמצא שבעוונותינו הרבים דפי השס פרוסים אצלנו על כותלי הבית. You know where your shas is? It's plastered on the wall. Because you're not learning the shas. Instead of learning the shas, you're busy making your walls nice. And this is a balance. We have to know that every time we up our habits, our living style, it's coming at a cost. And we feel like we have to live that way. I'll share with you one area of doubt that we had when we moved from Kiryat Moshe to Kohav Yaakov. So we were very, very concerned. Because here in Kiryat Moshe, we and our children, we were all accustomed to having all the kids in one room, two kids in a bed. No one felt bad with it. Everyone was happy with it. The kids didn't feel cramped for a minute. They loved it. They loved having a little space to play. Nothing bad. Now suddenly each kid has his own bed. You have a separate boys' room and a girls' room. And you look at it and you say, wait a second. Is it going to be easy to go back? It's not so easy to go back. Once you moved up, it's hard to go back. So we were debating. We were deliberating for a half a year. Are we doing ourselves a favor? Is it the right move? You say, great, you have more room. But who says that's right? Will I be able to live that way for the rest of my life? Or am I getting used to something which afterwards I'm going to have to live up to that standard and I'm locking myself in? So someday we have to think before we make these moves, even small things or big things in life, because ultimately you end up paying the price. Long-term people don't realize they're spending their lives paying off amenities that are really unnecessary. So that's the point Chafetz Chaim will develop as we continue.